Last play, though, on the last day, it was heading for an inevitable draw when John neared the end of his last test commentary.
Tim Warner Boycott then, 28, 69 for two. And the batsmen out in the England innings, remembering they were set 370 to win in a minimum of 350 minutes. That's Bright, to Boycott, and pushes us away up on the onside. Little trouble in reading the flight there. Gooch, LBW Lilly, 16. Athy, Cot, Laird, Bolt, Pascoe, 1. It was 19 for 1, 43 for 2. And Bright again, going round the wicket to the right-handed Boycott, and Boycott pushes this away between Silly Point and Slip. It's picked up by Mallet at short third man. And that's the end of the over at 69 for 2. 9 runs off the over. 28 Boycott, 15 Gower. 69 for 2, and after Trevor Bailey, it will be Christopher Martin Jenkins.
Well, the applause is, I'm very lucky, really, to have been on while John completed his last commentary, and on behalf of the Test Match special team and listeners, we thank him very much indeed, and would he open that bottle of champagne a bit quickish?
At the end of the following over, the crowd had their chance to pay their tribute.
The end of a testing over from Lilly, full of hostility. Close fielders still group round the bat, but safely and capably survived by Boycott and Gower. 72 for 2, 28 now Boycott, 18 Gower.
The applause was for John Arlott, his last commentary.
And Trevor, the entire Australian fielders clapping, Jeff Boycott having a clap there, and I'm sure the entire ground clapping at that announcement by Alan Curtis that John has just done his final test match session. Moment indeed of nostalgia and a very nostalgic match.
It's alone to watch the men at cricket on the village green and sabres calmly once again. The life remembered, quiet scene that to his aging sight grows dim. But then he sees with clearer eye these men's fathers play with him, their fathers' fathers standing by. He leaps once more with eager spring to catch the brief glimpsed flying ball and quickens to its sudden sting. The brightness dies, the old eyes fall. They see but do not understand. A pursed, rheumatic, useless hand.